Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The day is bright and warm across Israel. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, clear skies invite people outdoors. Haifa enjoys mild temperatures, while Eilat sees a cooler breeze. Perfect weather for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that just in, the IDF struck a petrochemical site in Shiraz. The site allegedly produced missile components, with new footage showing attacks on Iranian air defenses. Also, JNS reports that earlier today, the Israeli Air Force targeted Iranian ballistic missile capabilities and IRGC assets in Tehran, focusing on weapons production and launch sites. Also this hour, Iran rejected a ceasefire, as reported by Israel Hayom. Tehran demands an end to hostilities, reparations, and sanctions relief, setting up a critical deadline on Tuesday. Separately, France 24 noted that Iranian missiles struck Haifa in earlier reporting. The attack resulted in 4 deaths within a residential building. And finally, Ynet reports from earlier today that Trump is pessimistic about the Iran deal. Israel is awaiting a U.S. green light to target energy and economic sites. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish Warrior 13, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that the IDF has released special footage showing the Air Force targeting Iranian air defense systems. Meanwhile, Tusi TV official, a news outlet, reported just now that the IDF warned Iranians to avoid using trains until 9 p.m. due to safety risks amid significant strikes. Additionally, Visegrad 24, an international news report, shared that massive airstrikes hit Iran's Aerospace Research Institute in Tehran just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's recent actions, the Jerusalem Post provides details on the attack on the Shiraz petrochemical site. This facility, claimed by Israel to be a hub for missile component production, highlights Israel's ongoing efforts to disrupt Iran's military capabilities. Such actions raise regional tensions and could escalate responses from Tehran. Turning to the Israeli Air Force's operations, JNS informs that the coordinated strikes targeted key military sites in Tehran. This action is part of a broader strategy to impair Iran's ballistic capabilities. The impact on Iran's military infrastructure could influence future negotiations and regional security dynamics. Meanwhile, Iran's rejection of a ceasefire, as reported by Israel Hayom, complicates diplomatic efforts. Tehran's demands signal a tough stance, increasing the likelihood of prolonged hostilities. This stalemate affects regional stability and international diplomatic efforts. Additionally, the tragedy in Haifa highlights the human cost of the conflict. France 24 details the aftermath of the missile strike, which left 4 dead. The attack underscores the vulnerability of civilians in conflict zones and the urgent need for protective measures. Finally, Ynet shares insights into the geopolitical landscape as Trump expresses skepticism about the Iran deal. Israel prepares for potential actions against Iran's infrastructure, indicating strategic posturing as diplomatic talks stall. The situation remains fluid, with significant implications for international relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv reports that the stock exchange closed with gains, led by defense stocks surging by 2.69%. This comes amid high trading volumes ahead of the Passover holiday and Trump's ultimatum. Separately, Globes reveals that Playtika, an Israeli mobile gaming company, is exploring strategic options, including a possible sale. This move aims to maximize shareholder value amid a competitive market. And finally, Ynet Business notes that Swiss bankers predict a weakening dollar as interest rates fall. This could lead to gold reaching new highs, influenced by weaker U.S. labor data and potential Federal Reserve rate cuts. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.